I'm really excited. Obviously, it's fantastic for us as Sport Hampshire and for Hampshire County Council to have supported these athletes on their journey towards the Games. So it'll be fantastic to watch them in action. I mean, we support them generally with funding and with free access to leisure centres, and they obviously give us different updates. But I imagine they've all been working incredibly hard in their training. But I say we don't actually get to see them very often, which is a bit of a shame. So it'd be nice to watch them in action. I've worked for the scheme now for 5 years, so to watch them kind of come through, some of them as junior athletes, people like Freya Jones from Eastleigh, and they're now competing on a world stage is just going to be really, really exciting.
And what do you think it means to them?
I think it means everything. I mean, these athletes work incredibly hard. They have to go through doing their schoolwork and their college work and their actual work once they get a bit older, and juggling that with training. So it's a huge amount of commitment, amount of time, effort, money, family effort, and everything else. So I'm sure they're absolutely ecstatic, and you just can't wait to get out there.
Could you just talk me through what you just explained to me about how you work to support them?
Yeah, so I work for Sport Hampshire and Isle of Wight. We're the County Sports Partnership. We coordinate the Hampshire Talented Athlete Scheme. Hampshire County Council actually fund the scheme, so they've put in £92,000 a year for the next 3 years as part of their Olympic legacy. But they've been supporting athletes for years and years and years. So that's the kind of money side, because obviously it costs a lot to be an athlete. We also have things like bus passes from Stagecoach, Blue Star and First Bus companies, because a lot of these athletes are aged 11 to kind of 19, so they're relying on taxi mum and dad, which obviously mum and dad get a bit bored after a while, and they need the buses to get to school, to get to training, college, etc. So that's fantastic, save them some money. We also do things like giving sports science support, so Southampton, Solent University, help them with things like nutrition, physiology, strength and conditioning. So we're trying to look at the whole package to really help those athletes become that world, to get ready for the world stage.
And how do you think that the athletes are going to do in the games?
Gold medals all round, I'm sure. No, I don't really know, to be honest. Obviously, people like Danny King, who Olympic gold medalist. I mean, obviously, we're expecting gold medals from her. The likes of people like Alex Danson in the hockey team, it'd be great to see her medalling. And then, say, we've got other athletes who this is their first kind of big world stage competition. So I'm sure they're just delighted to be out there. But all these athletes, they're competitive people. They all want to be aiming for a medal.